Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Countdown King is here. Chewy's Top 10. Because why stop at one weird thought when you can have 10?
Yeah, 7:30 at Froggy 101. All right, these are things around your house, huh?
Yeah, these are the top 10 things in everyone's home that just make sense. Like number 10, the empty picture frame you swear you're going to use someday. You just haven't put it out there yet.
This is something we do in our house, and I kind of like it in a way, but we never did this when I was a kid growing up. Like my family would just have one picture in the frame. Mom, Michelle always puts other pictures and replaces them with new ones on top. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I don't.
No, you don't.
Do one picture, that's it.
All right.
Although Amanda did, we have this entryway. It has like a whole bunch of our engagement pictures. The other day, I just noticed Amanda had replaced one of those.
Took you out of them?
With a couple of our wedding pictures.
Oh, okay.
And I said, oh, that's so nice you did that. She goes, yeah, I did that like 3 months ago. I was like, oh, great. Yeah, no, I'm just letting you know. It reminded me again to tell you.
Did you comment on her new hairstyle and her nails?
Yeah.
You're afraid, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Number 9, the junk drawer. It's sauce packets, batteries, a funeral mask card, everything.
I love it.
You know you have some mask card in there from your cousin who passed away 6 years ago. You just threw it in there and forgot about
it. It's funny. I just saw it the other day. It was the end table right next to where I sleep. It has a mask card in it. It does.
I was going through mine the other day, and I went, oh, man, I forgot they died. I didn't even know. But thanks for reminding me, Junkshore. Number 8, a charger for an old phone. Like, I get that it's for a Motorola Razr, but what if someone comes over and doesn't have a charger?
You never know.
Number 7, the one plastic fork in the silverware drawer.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, but they end up in our... And anytime Julia would do that.
Yeah, I do it too.
Anytime she would buy stuff from another store and it comes with a knife and a fork, she'd always throw it in with our stuff. I'm like, I don't want this.
Yeah, no, you have to, because you could use that one day.
No, I don't want
it. If you're down to, and you haven't washed dishes in a while and you're down to it, you know, times are tough, man.
Throw them away.
Number 6, the good frying pan. You know which one I'm talking about? The one that's better than the rest?
I have my favorite.
Yeah, it's good to flip an egg on or fry a steak or whatever if you're doing it inside. It's great. Number 5 of the top 10 things in everyone's home that just makes sense. The flashlight with no batteries, which will definitely help during a blackout.
Yeah, exactly.
And they always take the worst thing, like some big old D cell that you don't have.
Remember those? Good. Do they still make D cells? I guess
probably.
They do.
Yeah. Number 4, a magnet from a business that closed years ago.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Old Country Buffet.
They're on our refrigerator. We have a couple of those.
Yeah, it's just still sitting there. Yeah. Or a takeout menu. That's the other one. The takeout menu pinned to the fridge on that old magnet. 3, the bag of bags in the cabinet or closet or under the sink. The bag of bags, baby.
We do.
I've got so many. I've got a bag of reusable, like, plastic bags inside a bag of, like, the freezer bags. You know what I'm talking about? Like the cold storage bags?
Yeah.
Inside a bag of like tote bags.
Wow, this is like a trick from a magician.
Yeah, I just keep pulling them out one day. That's it. Number 2, the spaghetti stained Tupperware.
Yeah.
Everyone's got
that
it.
That orange look inside,
You need it. You need, because that one time you put it there and it stayed. Never left. I love it. And finally, number 1 on the top 10 things in everyone's home that just makes sense, some kind of decorative bowl full of random crap. You know what I'm talking about? Keys, receipt, chapstick, maybe a marble. It's just pure chaos in there.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.